So this is a puzzling question, I find, and it comes straight out of the blue. Let me give you some facts. For years, she liked and promoted our website. It was on her blog and on her gospel cards. And it's always had videos, since she's known us, of worldly people when we're out street preaching, proclaiming the gospel outside churches, outside events. I think when we first started, we maybe for a short time had less of them or altered the videos, but then we decided to show exactly what the world is, to expose it. I'll give a verse on that. And she had no trouble over it for 4 years. And it was never an issue until recently when she got in trouble over her own ways, her own deceit, fake ways. And now she's run to ask this question to cause confusion, to cause concern on our part that she's not who she said she was. And basically she's making things up as a cloak for her own sin and her own false ways. It's really kind of sad. Here's a fact about our videos, and I want to be as kind and gracious as I can about this. We don't post anything on our website that you will not see when you go to a churchianity place in America, when you go to Walmart, or when you just drive down the street. We're not on the beach where people are in their total naked underwear. We're not putting lascivious things up that aren't shown at churches or at events, Christian events, or just out in the street. So for anyone to take odds like this person has done with our street preaching videos, what it really means is if you can't see that without being stumbled or offended, you best just go find a cave somewhere and not go out into the world and not go shopping. So I don't know where you live, but the world does not dress biblical. The world does not act biblical. Churchianity is not even close to biblical. And so, yeah, if people want to protect their eyes, we're all for that. But watch out when you go in the world then. Our videos are no different than any of that. Ephesians 5:11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That means expose them. So we've made the decision, I think we have liberty on it, to go ahead and show what churchianity looks like, what the world looks like, what these events look like as a testimony against them. And it's pretty simple, folks. If you don't like the videos, don't watch them. But in this case, with this person, confusion down in Australia, there's great hypocrisy here. Not only was she promoting our website for years, putting it on her blog, passing it out on her gospel cards, happily doing it for years. When she went back to Australia after her and the family up in Canada, the Walter family, couldn't get along and they put her out for her sin and then they forgave her, but they ended up sending her back to Australia anyway. She actually contacted us and she wanted more data. Why? The excuse she gave my wife? She wanted to watch all of our street preaching videos. That was just a few months ago. This is March 2024. That was just a few months ago that she said that. So all of this confusion coming up in these questions that never came up before, clearly she's trying to come with a cloak for her own sin, her own false ways. She got put out of fellowship with us because we finally had enough of her deceit, her deception. And in love, we said, I think it's best we all go our own way. We love, we forgive, we hope she repents and comes to herself. That's my answer on that question.